In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're continuing our series on relationships. There's so many levels, so many different, things attached to relationships and areas and just things that go into it. It's amazing any two people can stay together, honestly. It really is, because there's so much involved with it. Think about, you have to get yourself, you have to get your own crap settled and then mix it with somebody else's crap that they're trying to get settled and then try to make crap together.
Do you have any
what in blazes are you talking about?
Sexual problems.
Sexual problems. So we're going to be talking about, well, specifically friendship and relationships, but we're going to transfer that. That's going to lead into the physical part as well.
Fair enough.
So yeah, we'll have some fun with that.
Good for you.
It's really going to get hot in here.
Heads up. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
That's his gin face.
Yes. What is going on, my friends? It is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist. We are back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Matt. That is Matt Fox, the other horseshoe here.
You know, we started this you started this podcast 200 and some episodes ago.
Yeah.
And I cannot say more about how much.
I think it's been over 2 years.
It has been a tremendous help for me personally.
Oh, absolutely.
And just the information that you shared, mm-hmm. how we talk about things,
yeah.
And just go on.
And that's what I want to make the show be. I don't want it to be so super serious and solemn and, full of psychobabble and all that. And
what in blazes are you talking about?
Yeah, like a lot of these mental health podcasts, and I'm good for them. They're doing what they want to do. That's great. But it's kind of like, it's kind of boring,
Clean out your desk. You're gone.
But the fact is,
we want to have fun. We want to make it fun.
We do have fun.
Uh-huh.
And folks that have stuck with us over the past episodes continue to stick with us, because this gentleman has so much great things to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to propel you to the next level.
Who'd you call a gentleman?
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Oh, but the fact is,
yes.
But I have totally appreciated everything that you have shared with us,
mm-hmm.
and shared with me, and it's made me a better person. And that's not a joke.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, that's good.
And I really want folks to understand where they can find you and how they can connect with
Absolutely.
David R. Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist.
You can connect with me so many ways. The best way, if you're looking for information just as far as what I do and what this is all about, go to my website, which is motorcityhypnotist.com. Check it out. There's links there for the podcast. There's links there for my store. If you want to book a show or see when shows are coming up, shows that are public, you can check that out there. There's a store that's been totally revamped over the past couple of weeks, a month or so, with all of my MP3 products. You can get t-shirts, the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast t-shirts. They're available on my site. And so are the coffee mugs, which I used to have one in studio.
Coffee mugs.
I don't know, one somewhere, but. And you can put anything in coffee mugs, Doesn't have to be coffee.
What are you people? On dope?
Not quite, but yeah. So check out the website. You can find me on social media, Facebook and YouTube, which are both Motor City Hypnotist, and on Instagram and Snapchat, which are both Motor City Hypno, HYPNO.
Yes.
And your free hypnosis guide. We give this away every single episode, going all the way back to episode number one. It's a little bit different now. It's not a link with the download. Now you just text the word hypnosis to 313-800-8510.
Huh.
That's 313-800-8510. The word hypnosis, message it to that number, and it'll pop up in your phone within a couple, 3 minutes. And your free hypnosis guide will be attached. So check that out. And as usual, wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're on, whether it be Spotify or Stitcher or iTunes, whatever podcast platform you're on, leave a review. That really helps us out quite a bit. Leave a review, leave comments, you know, just let us know you're listening. That way we can get outreach to a lot more different people, and a lot more people will come in to listen as we go forward. That would be fantastic. So I appreciate it. The other thing you can do is if you happen to go to our website, or even if you're on Google, just messing around, and say, for example, you're listening because you've seen one of my shows. Maybe you were at the Tennessee State Fair a couple weeks back, 3 weeks back or so. Maybe you saw me at a high school grad night or a high school post prom party. Or maybe you've seen me at other fairs, Ogemaw County up in Michigan, Troy Fair out in Pennsylvania, Monroe County Fair down in Monroe, Michigan, a lot of different places, Clarion County Fair out in Pennsylvania. Maybe you've seen me in passing in the past, but if you've seen me and you've enjoyed the show, if you hop onto Google, look up Motor City Hypnotist, you'll see the business there, and leave a review there. Google reviews help out tremendously. And again, if you've seen a show or you've seen me in person, just hop on there. Leave a review, and that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it. Reviews help me to get in front of more people. And again, it's just a good thing. Just like when you're buying a product, if you read and you see that it's all 5-star reviews, you're much more apt to buy the product. So
which product?
That's what I want. Any product.
All of it?
Yeah. 5-star reviews. You'll probably, you know, you probably buy it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it smells.
It's quite pungent. Stings the nostrils.
So yeah, my apologies, Mother Nature. Mother Nature is a bitch.
Matt had to pee.
How are you going to wipe a table with this little? It's not even wet.
So let's go with Winner of the Week. So
yeah, Matt, you were back in perfect timing because I was just asking for reviews. We're on to Winner of the Week.
That's how winning is done.
Matt was almost saying,
yeah, you know what?
Could have been.
You're an asshole.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
So our winner of the week. Let's get on to that, Matt.
All right. Who is it?
Okay.
What is it? Whom is it?
It's Army Specialist Renee J. Rodriguez.
Renee J. Rodriguez. Army Specialist. Okay.
Army Specialist.
What's going on with Renee?
On July 19th, Specialist Renee J. Rodriguez, an El Paso native and Army combat medic, was recognized for his heroic actions during a Soldier's Medal Award ceremony for saving a woman from a brutal assault.
Medic!
So Renee is a man.
Yes.
Maybe French, maybe not. Who knows?
It's Renee.
Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leaving Schofield Barracks that afternoon, Rodriguez was headed to the North Shore for the weekend, when he noticed a woman being violently assaulted outside of a coffee shop in Wahiawa.
Okay.
Wahiawa.
Okay. Where's Wahiawa?
I don't know. Wahiawa.
Must be overseas.
It is. It is. I believe it's, it might come out.
All right.
As we go further.
Okay. Fair enough.
It wasn't the only violent act he saw, but a crowd of bystanders and onlookers doing nothing to stop it.
Assholes.
Okay, so a woman's being brutally attacked. All these bystanders are just, you know, around with their thumbs up their butts, doing nothing. Probably have their phones out. That would be my guess.
Wahai? Wahiawa?
Wahiawa.
Okay. That is in Hawaii. Okay.
Oh, there we go. All okay. Right. With complete disregard for his own safety, he made the decision to intervene, putting himself between the attacker and the woman. Rodriguez took the brunt of the attack, shielding the woman while encouraging her to climb into his vehicle.
Wow.
The attacker comes around back, opens my door, opens the passenger door, and pulls the lady out and begins to beat her again.
What the F?
Yeah. I run out of my driver's side, I go to the passenger side, and I push him, and he pushes me back, Rodriguez recalled in an interview. His pushing and shoving allowed the woman to get back into the car. I'm about to sit down, the Army specialist continued, and this is when he punches out the window and attempts to pull me out.
Okay.
So I don't know what this attacker has gone berserk or something. I don't know what's going on.
What is he on?
I don't know.
Hell, man? What are you people? On dope?
Maybe.
To bust out a window with your bare fist?
Right.
What the F?
So I look to the side and I see that he's trying to unlock the car. At this point, this is when I started the car and I put it in drive and just drove away. Introduced in July 1926, the Soldier's Medal is the highest Army individual decoration honor a soldier can receive for an act of valor in a non-combat event.
Okay.
So again, the top award you can get for a non-combat.
But yeah, it's combative. Intervention,
right.
It's combative, but it's not in a military sense.
Like say non-war.
Okay.
I would say. All maybe right. That's. Over 18,500 soldiers have received the decoration since its inception in 1926.
Okay.
Of the 18,500 soldiers that have received the award, only 241 in the regular Army have been so honored, or around 1/20th of all soldiers on active duty.
Wow.
Receiving the Soldier's Medal is a humbling experience that reminds me of the values we hold dear as soldiers: courage, selflessness, and dedication to the greater good, Rodriguez said in a statement.
It sounds like just being a proper human being to protect
I mean, here's the thing that bugs me about this. Okay, yeah, one, a dude is beating up on a woman.
Yeah.
But second, that a bunch of bystanders are just around watching it.
Right.
And not doing anything. That I think that infuriates me more than anything.
Right. Either they don't know what to do, they don't care, or they just don't want to be bothered.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's right. What I feel like with that.
It's unfortunate that happens. And it happens every single effing day.
Yeah. It's just bystanders just not getting involved and not taking action.
Wait. Let me get my cell phone out. Let me video this.
What happened?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. But anyway, Renee Rodriguez, good job. I mean, again, just being a decent human being.
Honestly.
That's how winning is done.
So are we going to continue with this topic of intimacy, but we're going to take it to another level, David.
So back to it.
Lucille and Lucille and what's his putz?
Negan
had a very,
they said, close, so back to it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But the two of them had a very close, intimate relationship. But to understand Negan's story, he had an even more intimate relationship with Lucille.
Oh, yeah. Well, with his wife.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And that's where the name comes from.
Yes, exactly.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
If you haven't watched it now, you know.
I ain't listening to you no more.
But this is a topic that I'm actually kind of curious about, because this is where the rubber meets the road.
Yep. So we're talking about here, and it sounds like it doesn't fit together, but you'll find out as we go along.
Did you get my pun?
I did. I did. Rubber meets the road. Yeah, I did get it.
I gotcha. I ain't listening to you no more.
So we're talking about romantic relationships, physical, sexual, but we're also talking about friendship. And this is a part of relationships that I want to focus on for this episode, because that line can sometimes be very gray,
very,
and blurry. But I'm going to give you some information that might surprise you, because it surprised me just doing research online for this episode. So a study has found, contrary to popular belief, that 2/3 of romantic relationships begin with long-term friendships. Think about that.
I'm not surprised by that.
It surprised me.
I'm not surprised by that.
Mm-hmm. 2/3 begin as long-term friendships before they become romantic.
Again, I'm not surprised by that.
I think it's great. My view as a therapist, that's fantastic, because you have to have the friendship part. If you don't have the friendship part, the relationship part's never going to work.
Correct. And in my experience, I've had a lot of friends that have been friends for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And then they finally decide to come together. And it really, when I saw it the first couple of times, it really kind of blew my mind. Like, but you've been friends for so long. How did you come to this conclusion?
It's almost like the hard part's done.
But it was that final conclusion as to come together as a couple,
right,
and to be together. And that's what blew my mind, is like, what was the spark? Because you were already friends. What elevated you?
Yeah.
To
what,
next
what,
level?
What pushed you beyond that? Because I know, and again, I deal with a lot of adolescents as well. I mean, once you're friend zoned,
right,
most of the time that doesn't change.
Right.
I'm telling you from experience.
I'm
you never get out of the friend zone. At least I haven't.
No,
maybe a couple times, but not enough to make it worth it.
I've been in the friend zone, and now I'm not in the friend zone, and it it blows my mind as to the spark that made that happen. And I still question as to how light was that spark, and it makes me happy.
Yeah,
because that
absolutely
spark, that spark was so bright.
Uh huh.
You know.
So this study, which was done at University of Victoria in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
And the stud, the person who did the study was a scientist, Danu Stinson. And he stated, though highly prevalent, the friends to lovers pathway to a relationship has been largely overlooked by science. So that's why he wanted to study the relationships to find out how this happened. So he studied relationships for 20 years. And the scientist, and she noticed over the years that many participants reported they were forming romantic bonds with friends they've known for a long time.
Okay.
She began asking the question, were you friends with your partner before you became romantically involved? And then she said, very few studies are looking at this friend's first relationship, despite observation that it's more common than people think.
Well, you're not, and the study's not wrong, because, you know, history has shown that folks that are friends first, they become interested in one another and find out about one another. But sometimes that friendship could be 1 year. It could be 20 years.
Right.
And it's not construed, but it's still a friendship.
Sure. There's still a connection. There's still a bond. There's still some sort of thing. Now, and I know it's hard. And here's the thing. I'm old, so I have experience in my life. I'm also a therapist, so I talk to people every day. And it's very difficult to be friends with somebody you're attracted to.
Actually, it's not.
And I
say that because I have been attracted to a many number of friends, but the fact is I was not in a position to feel comfortable enough to be that friend that said, you know what, I want to take this to the next level.
Right.
And the bottom line is you have to be comfortable enough with yourself first.
Well, but the other, let's look at the opposite side of that. You are ready to take to the next level. And they say, yeah, we're just friends.
All right. And you know what? It takes a bigger person. I'm not going to say man. I'm not going to say it takes a bigger woman. No, it takes a bigger
Either gender. Doesn't matter.
It takes a bigger person to say that out loud.
Right. Yes.
Instead of placating to, you know what? I'm going to try this out and just have some fun. You know what? If they are serious about it and they're not going to placate to the individual.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen.
I mean, you don't. I mean, things can change over time. Not to, you know, it just depends. So let me tell you more about the study.
Yes.
So research conducted an analysis of seven of their lab studies with university students and adults of all ages, consisting of almost 1,900 people.
You said all ages. Is that like
all ages?
21 until 80?
Yep.
Or
it doesn't specify specific, all right, but all ages. The analysis found that 66% of couples began as friendships, many of them long-term friendships spanning several months or years.
Okay.
In the final study, which only looked at 300 students, the friend stage lasted almost 22 months on average before turning romantic. So about 2 years we're talking,
okay,
as far as friendships before they turn romantic. Almost half of this sample said friends first was their preferred method of beginning a romantic relationship.
Because you know the person.
Yes.
That's common sense.
But think about it. If you ask people ahead of time, which said, do you want to start a relationship and just be friends for 2 years? Most people would be like, I don't know. know if I want to wait that long.
I'm just playing the long game over here.
2 years before
60 time.
I mean, you know, that's a long time to wait.
It is a long time to wait, but you know, people will be people and they have their urges. So that romantic part, you have to understand that not everybody is suited for that other person that you might have affection for. Right.
Right. Now, here's the other thing that was interesting. The LGBTQ plus participants in the study reported even higher rates of friends first relationships.
Yeah. Rightfully so. Right. Yeah.
So here's the thing. The reason I'm bringing this up is that friendship has to be an important part of any relationship. And just based on this, and I know this is one study, it's not a super vast study, but the findings are interesting. So once you start, and I'll say it this way, I'm going to sound like the old man down the block. You kids stay off my grass. Mm-hmm. But if you take that step to take it beyond a friendship, things can change.
No, things always change.
Yes.
And that's what folks have to understand. Mm-hmm. Things are going to change. And you have to understand where you are within that change and your place within that.
Yep.
And if you've been a friend with somebody for a couple of years, a couple of decades, and things change, why did it change? What did you do to motivate that change?
Right.
With the same token, what did they do to maybe not want to motivate that change?
Yep.
Because there are friends that I have, David, that have been in my life for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have intimate feelings about these individuals? No, they're my friends. Right?
Yep.
But there are other folks over years that I'm like, you know what? I could see myself, but I'm not courageous enough to pull that to walk down that aisle and actually verbalize, this is what I think.
Right.
And that's where a lot of folks within this community, with the intimacy of what about me or what about them?
Right.
You have to put yourself into a position to want to or have to or need to put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Am I off?
No. I get what you're saying. And I think the whole kind of underlying thing here is if you can be friends with somebody, the intimacy part should be much, much more easier.
You say simpler?
Simpler.
You say easier, but
easier is probably not a good word, but it should be more natural.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good word for it.
Great word for it. Natural. Yes. It should feel more natural.
Yes.
Where you can share your most darkest feelings with that.
And if it starts this way, and the reason I'm talking about friendship and relationships and then leads into the physical or the intimacy, the physical intimacy and sex, is that it is so much more
enjoyable.
I don't want to say enjoyable because the act of sex is enjoyable in and of itself, but
I have to disagree with
there,
you.
There's more, and again, this is idealistic. It can be more fulfilling.
Okay.
And you have that friendship in place.
I like the word fulfilling, mm-hmm. but I kind of look at it it's so much better when you can look at someone in the eyes
mm-hmm.
and you have that friendship with them and you've led down this road of intimacy and romanticism with them and you can look them in the eyes and you can tell them exactly what you're feeling
mm-hmm.
in the moment.
Yep.
It's much, and I like the word for, and it's much more fulfilling.
Yes.
You feel more better about yourself and the person you're with and the closeness that you have with
them. And I will say again, I talked to a lot of adolescents and that they I don't think they have a concept of intimacy at that point.
No.
It's just sex.
Yeah.
And again, I've been young once. there are those times when it's the whole goal is sex. There's no connection. There's no friendship. You don't care about any of that.
Are you a guy?
I'm a guy. But I mean, you know, it could be women too. Yeah, but
of course, I'm right. Was it going to just? But it's on both. It's on both sides.
Right.
You're either one or the other is using for somebody for something.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's not fun, but in long term fulfillment. I can say just because I'm older and I know people don't see it. Some people would be like, oh, it'd be great to live my whole life like that. But at some point, I think at some point you're going to be missing something.
Yeah. You're not going to be fulfilled.
Fulfilled. Yes. Yes.
You're not going to have that.
So let's throw some philosophy into this. Friedrich Nietzsche.
Nietzsche?
Yeah. It is not a lack of love, but a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages.
Repeat that.
It is not a lack of love, but a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages.
All right. So Nietzsche could kiss my ass.
No, I think he's got something there.
He does, but
you could love somebody and not be friends with them.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people that there are certain people that I love because whether it's family or friends, but yeah, I would choose not to be friends with them.
Nietzsche's a genius because yes, I have been married. Yep. Yes. I still want my previous partner to be successful and do what they need to do to be happy.
Right.
But I could care less.
Right. Well, I mean, at this point, why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, and that really just comes down to, you know, your focus is on your own self and you can get stuck in past relationships and what's happening, but that doesn't do you any good. It doesn't help you move forward.
No.
So, I mean, if you're out of a relationship and that person's in your past, they're in your past.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go back.
Love it.
There's no reason to revisit it.
Nope.
So we're going to get more into this again. We got a whole series on relationships and hopefully these are helpful for you. But there's a little bit more on friendship, and then we're going to get more into the intimate part as far as physical parts of this in coming up episodes. So keep an eye on that.
All right.
So before we leave for today, let me tell you, our puppy that needs to be adopted Detroit Dog Rescue.
Put it up there. Let me see.
Is Shay.
Shay. Aw. Is that a terrier mix?
Shay is a terrier mix. 60 pounds, dog friendly, cat friendly, kid friendly.
Ages? All ages?
June of 2023. So it's a puppy.
Oh.
Shay is a puppy. She's a terrier mix puppy. She needs a home.
She's got great. I love the white.
I like the nose. Nose, like different color nose.
I love that.
I do too.
She's so cute.
I think it's adorable. So Shay needs a home. Detroit Dog Rescue. The link to their site will be on our show notes. But if you look it up, it's just Detroit Dog Rescue. If you're in this area. So I know people who listen that are not in our area. It's like, oh, I want them. I don't know. Call up, maybe take a trip, take a drive from Kentucky or wherever you're listening from and pick up a new puppy.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I just drove to Tennessee a couple weeks ago.
It was 4 hours.
No, it was like seven,
whatever.
Seven and a half.
Were you doing 55?
No, I was pretty much 70 the whole way. But I drove to Nashville. It's not bad. It's not a bad drive, honestly. It's not.
Enough.
So yeah, anyways, Shay needs a home. All right, folks, that is it for this episode. Check back in. Just a note, if you're on Facebook Live, we typically will record every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 9. Sometimes we'll run before or after. Like today, we were after because we did Man Cave Happy Hour right before our podcast. So that's another podcast to listen to for you.
You still have drinks
here. Yeah, the test drinks. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
Listen, Man Cave Happy Hour is fun.
Yep,
it's interactive.
It is.
We want you to participate.
Yep.
You know what? We want you to give us your opinions on what you think is good. When it comes to bourbon, whiskey,
and it gives you information on spirits, bourbon, whiskey, whatever, cigars, man cave stuff.
Right.
And it's fun. And it's not just for men.
It's brought to you by Podcast Your Voice.
There you go.
There you go.
And a big shout out to Podcast Your Voice, which is where I'm at right now. So yeah, join us every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Woo.
On Facebook Live, and it will always, typically, if we're recording, it'll be there. And then if you listen, the audio comes out probably about a week or so after on every Tuesday, Thursday. So if you're looking for the audio on your podcast platform, it'll be a little bit delayed.
David, you're amazing.
All right, folks, Matt, you're amazing too. All right, folks, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We'll see you next time.